Welcome to Move Wild Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Clapson. The aim of this podcast is to explore, learn, and spread the message of rewilding and natural movement so that we as humans can live in more alignment with our nature and reclaim what it means to be fully alive. The modern world has stripped away so much that used to nourish our mind, body, and soul. This podcast will help illuminate how we can reclaim and restore our innate, wild, capable, and strong spirit. Thanks for joining me on this journey. Welcome back to another episode of Move Wild Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. So today I wanted to cover and jump into a subject that I love, and that is mentoring and why mentoring is a crucial part of developing skill in life, the kind of natural setting of mentoring, seeking mentors, why you need several mentors, why it's important to share knowledge and mentor others, and a lot more. So to start off with, let's jump into why mentoring is a crucial part of developing skill in life. So to understand this, we kind of need to understand a little bit of human nature and social psychology and evolutionary history, and understand that humans are social animals, social creatures that rely upon other people in order to grow and in order to learn and in order to share collective wisdom. So we have an extremely complex skill set. When you look at humans in relation to many other animals, our brain isn't fully, you know, it takes ages to fully develop due to the fact that we have an extremely complex skill set, and the context in which we are born is often so different due to our adaptable nature and our ability to migrate. Well, that has allowed us to migrate across many different parts of the earth, I should say. So that, you know, that brain development allows for learning through it for pretty much the first 18 to 25 years of our life at an accelerated rate. Of course, we can still learn past that, but our brain is still growing in that phase. That's because it's soaking up knowledge from around its environment. A lot of animals are born and their brain is almost fully developed, and they have very little time after they're born until the full development of their brain, if it's not fully developed when they're born already. And that is because they rely heavily on the fact that their birth will be within a context that they are used to, and that their instincts are perfectly designed for that context. So an example would be, you know, a lion being born on the savannah. Its instincts are going to be quite sharpened for the, you know, the specific need it has to hunt prey, or hunt fast prey for that matter, and live in a pack. And obviously they're the skills that the lion learns from mentors in that pack, but it doesn't have to learn as complex a skill set as humans do, and that's why humans have such a kind of long, drawn-out learning process. And you see that across all cultures. That's not just in the modern world. That's in, you know, throughout human history, we've had a long, drawn-out learning process. So, you know, those skills are tool manipulation and tool use in order to build shelters and in order to hunt and in order to do pretty much everything in the world, in order to process food. And, you know, you think of tool manipulation, that's a massive, you know, that's a massive piece that a lot of animals don't have, and it takes a lot to learn. There's also different social elements and different ways of interacting that we have to learn. And there's a whole skill set that we as humans have to learn. So understanding that kind of leads into why it's so important that we have mentors in our life, and that's, you know, that's our nature as humans, is that we lived in packs and we lived in groups whereby skills were taught by other human beings who had already kind of mastered those skills or had a basic understanding of them, at least, in order to speed up the learning process. So when you have collective wisdom, and this is a trait that's very well kind of cultivated in humans and is one of the things that kind of makes us stand out from many other animals, is this idea of collective wisdom, is this generational knowledge, and it's passed down through storytelling, it's passed down through writing, it's passed down through all these means whereby we gather knowledge and then we store it in order to pass on to the next generation so that their knowledge gathering process is a lot quicker than ours was, and then they can progress in learning other things that perhaps haven't been learned by people before, so that you don't have to go through a constant process of trial and error every generation. So collective wisdom is a massive piece, and that's why and how mentoring operates. Is a child is born into a culture or society where a certain skill set is required to live, and in order for that child to master those skills at a fairly quick rate, they need to be exposed to a group of people who are already proficient at those skills, also known as mentors. So also known as people that can teach them the skills both directly and in a structured manner, and also unconsciously and in a manner whereby they're learning through osmosis and they're learning through modeling those people. So, you know, that's kind of why mentoring is so important, is because it shortens the learning process. It's something that we are biologically kind of set up for and wired for, and we are very slow learners without social input. It's very hard for us to pick up on skills and to intuit things or go by our instinct, except for basic things like building shelter or getting food. But even then, you look at that, there's many methods of building shelter, and there's many efficient and inefficient methods of getting food. And the only way that you're going to learn the most efficient method, the quickest, is going to be through learning from others. It's never going to be through trial and error, because it could take you 10 years to find out the most efficient method of gaining food, or you could learn it from someone who is already experienced and who has been taught it or who's gone through that trial and error, and they can teach you the most effective method or efficient method in 10 seconds or 10 minutes or 10 days or whatever it is, and it shortens that learning process. So that's kind of why, you know, I believe that mentoring is a crucial part and piece of developing skill in life. So next, let's go on to what is kind of a natural setting of mentoring. So we have a kind of a skewed relationship with mentoring in the modern world, just due to the fact that we're not really living in proper community or healthy social structures anymore. But a natural setting of mentoring is, you know, it comes about naturally within village and within community. Mentoring does not have to be a formal kind of task or thing to be taken part in. It could be a 10-year-old teaching a 5-year-old how to do something. It could be a 50-year-old teaching a 40-year-old or a 30-year-old how to do something. It does not have to necessarily be a formal thing. It is simply learning through osmosis, learning through modeling, and seeking out those who have more skill than you and seeking out those whom you can learn from. So that is kind of the natural setting of mentoring, and it happens naturally within community and within village. And when we remove the village and when we remove that kind of healthy human social structure, mentoring becomes a lot harder. We have to go out and maybe formalize it. We have to go out and seek it, and we really have to work hard to kind of make those connections and form those relationships that are going to set us up in the long run to learn these skills at a lot quicker rate. So having said that, we do need to, you know, form healthy community, A, in the modern world, in order to get into a natural setting of mentoring, and B, seek out mentors, because it still, even though it is harder to seek out mentors, and even though we do often have a more formalized relationship with mentors in the modern world, which there's nothing wrong with, it's still, you know, much easier to have mentors than to not have mentors. So seeking mentors, you know, that's simply a process of using the tools that we have available at hand and making use of those tools. So social media, the internet, different things, and trying to find different people with whom you resonate and with whom that, you know, their skill level in a certain area, it doesn't have to be all areas, is greater than yours, and you can learn from them and you can seek them out and you can interact with them via different platforms. You can interact with them just by doing online courses or reading books or doing coaching with them. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to look a certain way, but as long as you're finding those people that are ahead of you in certain areas, not behind you, and accepting also, this is another point that I wanted to touch on, that not everyone is going to be, you know, perfect in every area of life. So it's important that you identify which mentors are for which areas of your life, and it's important that you seek out several mentors, which is the next point. So we need several mentors. We need, you know, humans have a complex skill set. Humans had a complex skill set pre-agricultural times pre-industrial age, and now our skill set is even more complex. We have to master even more things because the complexity of the world, or at least the man-made world, seems to be getting, you know, ramping up and getting more and more complex, and there's more technology we have to learn and to deal with, and there's more moving parts that we have to learn to deal with. So we need to have several mentors in different areas of our lives to help us along, who are ahead of us in those areas. But understand that not everyone is going to be ahead of you in every area. So someone might be further ahead than you in developing physical capability or health or your financial situation, or using smart technology or primitive skills, or, you know, whatever it is. There's going to be different people who are ahead of you in different things, but that doesn't mean, you know, the person who's ahead of you in primitive skills is necessarily ahead of you in health or in using, you know, technology or whatever it is. It's just seeking out those mentors and having several of them so that you can progress in many areas. And then finally, or one of the last points that I want to touch on, is why it's important to share knowledge and mentor yourself. So, or not mentor yourself, but mentor others. So this is kind of the last step, and this is the giving back, this is the contribution, this is the where the real learning kind of happens, because you need to take the what you've learned from the mentors that you've surrounded yourself with and whom you've modeled, and you need to make unique, you know, their specific teachings and apply it to your life, and then you need to go out and kind of contribute and share what you've learned and share what you've experienced through practicing what you've learned and mentor others. And that really solidifies the learning process, and that really makes, you know, what you've learned come from something that's kind of abstract into something that's embodied and into wisdom and something that's real. So if someone has taught you friction fire and you've practiced it yourself and you know it in yourself, but you can't teach others, I don't think that you have a full grasp of that skill yet. But that doesn't mean you can't go out and teach others now. So going out and doing that and contributing and giving back and mentoring others is one of the best ways to really solidify the skills that we're learning, whether that's knowledge in health or whether that's developing physical capability through movement or natural movement. Going out and teaching that stuff and really contributing and giving back, that will solidify your learning process, and it will make whatever skill it is that you've learned even more solid within yourself. So pretty much just to wrap up, I've covered why mentoring is a crucial part of developing skill in life, and kind of how, you know, we're set up biologically and psychologically to need mentors, what's a natural setting of mentoring and how we can kind of create that, how we can seek out mentors, and you know, the importance of seeking out mentors and why you need several mentors, because not everyone is infallible and people are going to be ahead at you at different things in life, why it's important to share knowledge and mentor others in order to solidify that knowledge within yourself. So thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope you found this useful, and if you did, then please leave this show a rating and a review on iTunes or whatever platform that you use to listen to podcasts on. Also take a screenshot and share it on whatever social media platform you use and tag me and let me know your thoughts. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Move Wild Podcast, coming out on Tuesday.